privileged in worship to read from God's holy word, the book of special revelation from God to us, out of a special care for us and our salvation. And we will read this afternoon first from Psalm 101, and then from Matthew 26, verse 36 to 46. And these readings are also in connection with the third petition of the Lord's Prayer, which is, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we read in Psalm 101, David's desire to follow the will of the Lord in his life. And then in Matthew, Jesus' desire to follow his Father's will. So 101, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect or complete way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily or privately slanders his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that has an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer or allow. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that tells lies shall not tarry or remain in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. David is speaking here also as king of Israel. And he points to the great king of Israel, as we also read about him in Matthew 26, 36 to 46. Here we read Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Then comes Jesus with them, with the disciples, to a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he to them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he comes to the disciples and finds them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then comes he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that does betray me. So far the scripture reading. May God bless just the reading of his word to us. And thinking about the third petition, let's look at the catechism's instruction on this petition as we continue our series on the Lord's Prayer in light with the Heidelberg Catechism's teaching based on scripture. We go to Lord's Day 49, page 85 in the back of the Psalter. Here, just one question. Which is the third petition? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, explains our fathers, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey thy will, which is only good, that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. It really happened this way, dear congregation belonging to Christ. as I, in mid-December, was planning my texts for the services through the busy holiday season, right through to January 10, it became clear to me how fitting, very fitting, in our catechism-related series, to come on the first Sunday of the new year to this third petition of the Lord's Prayer. Yes, what a great New Year's prayer and care. The third petition. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think it's John MacArthur who writes about these first three petitions, that about the first we can say it tells us the top priority in our lives. Hallowed be thy name. About the second, thy kingdom come gives the true perspective we ought to have in life. And then about the third, he says, it teaches us the tremendous practice which should be ours. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is it your prayer and care also for this new year so to live? Your will be done, O God, in all my life, time and again, not my will, but your will. Your will be done in my life and by all your people, even as your will is done in heaven. Very simply, what I propose to do this afternoon is give some explanation on this petition and then some application on it. And with the application, we will consider especially four thoughts. In thinking about explanation, I think the children in church, they can answer this question for me. Do you know how God's will is done in heaven? I mean, by the good angels. How is God's will done there? Well, can't we say God's will is done there willingly, without complaining, ever? It's done there faithfully, without alteration, ever. The angels, they do God's will constantly, without interruption, ever. And they do God's will instantly, without postponement, ever. So when in this petition you and I ask and pray, God, let your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven, then we are praying, help me, Lord, to follow and obey your will in all things as willingly, faithfully, immediately, and constantly as the angels do in heaven. And should we not add also, help me to do your will joyfully too. For surely the angels always do it joyfully. Whatever God wills them to do, they do it gladly. It's quite a prayer then, isn't it? For the new year. Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. However, we need to go deeper here and think not just of how the angels do God's will in heaven, but ultimately, we need to think how Jesus himself, when here on earth, did God's will. For that's the perfect reflection of how God's will is done in heaven. How did Jesus do God's will when here on earth? Well, you know, don't you? He did it perfectly. All the time. He did what God wanted him to do all the time with great delight and with great love for God and for his gospel cause. As one put it, quote, in him, that is with Jesus Christ in his whole life here on earth, for the first and only time in history, God's will was done perfectly on earth as it is in heaven. The words of the psalmist of Psalm 40, verse 8, which we just sang from, I delight to do thy will, O God, reach their ultimate fulfillment in the life of Christ, as told to us also in Hebrews 10, verse 7. Here, think too of Jesus wrestling in the Garden of Gethsemane, as we read from in Matthew, but in the parallel passage in Luke, we read these words, Jesus saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You see, God's will was Christ's way and will. Totally. Jesus would do nothing his Father didn't will him to do, and he would do everything his Father wanted him to do, even if it meant the cross, as he knew it did. We read in John 4, verse 34, Jesus himself saying that doing his Father's will was his daily food. My meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work, he says there. Doing God's will was not something extra in his life, but it was his regular course in all his life. Doing God's will is what guided him and what guarded him and was the rejoicing of his life and the passion of his life. Yes, even to the death of the cross. So we must remember, when Jesus teaches us here to pray this third petition, it's not a cheap and easy line that Jesus just adds. No, it was rooted in his own unique experience. Jesus made his life our pattern as we take this prayer to heart, as someone said. Indeed, and you see, the pattern for prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, he paved with his finished work on sinners' behalf. And his finished work also becomes the power source for us truly to pray this prayer and to have the tremendous practice of living by this prayer in spirit and truth in our lives. What I'm saying here, dear congregation, is that you and I can only begin to pray this prayer and really mean it and have it reflected in our lives in ever looking to Jesus and abiding in him and depending on him and his Holy Spirit guiding us by his word in our lives. You know how the first Adam, alas, failed to pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he miserably failed, doing his own will instead. But that's a picture of us, isn't it? Who we are by nature, ever since. As sinners, we naturally do our own will and not God's will. But only God's will is good and right and delightful always. But our sinful ways and will leads us in many wrong ways and harmful ways. But this is the gospel, you see. Through Jesus Christ, the Savior, and abiding in him, trusting him, and following his word, God, triune, hallelujah, is out not only to save us, but to teach us and to lead us truly and increasingly to do God's will already here on earth as it is done in heaven. Yes, even now. That's God's great plan and will through the perfect, precious second Adam, Jesus Christ. Are you interested and intent on following the second Adam in this new year in spirit and truth? If so, won't that show also in you being serious about this third petition? Every true Christian born again by God's Spirit wants to live not doing his own will, but God's will. That's the work of conversion by the Spirit of God in our lives. And so let this be your prayer and care often. Namely, this third petition of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you know, that's asking a whole lot. But we may ask a whole lot from God the Father in and through Jesus the Savior. It's so beautiful to think about it. The Lord Jesus knows our frame. He knows that we're not bent on doing God's will. So he said, I'll teach you a prayer. Pray that the Lord may guide you and bless you, that you do God's will as it is done in heaven here on earth. We may pray about this. We may bring it to God. The Lord never tires of us asking from Him true blessings for soul and body, for ourselves and others. Isn't that great? Also in this new year. And the Catechism, again, really explains well what's all included in rightly praying this third petition. Your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. It means, says the Catechism, praying like this, question 124, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring, obey thy will, which is only good, that everyone may attend to and perform the duties of his station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. So do you get this explanation on this third petition? Surely when you think it through, what a radical, tremendous Christian prayer this third petition really is. It's a prayer for Christian disciples. Jesus himself said that. He says in Matthew 12, verse 50, whosoever shall do the will of my heavenly Father, he is my brother. He's my sister. He's my mother. In other words, the true family of God. Do the will of God and care about doing the will of God and pray about doing the will of God. When it's well with our soul, we know carrying out the will of God in our lives is the essence and thrust of living a thankful Christian life before God and each other. And then, whatever our role and responsibilities in life, whatever our calling, we pray and we work to do everything as unto the Lord and not according to our own sinful will in anything, but God's will in everything. Yes, ultimately when praying this third petition in spirit and truth, we are praying actually and preparing for the new earth under a new heaven, wherein dwells righteousness, as Peter says in 2 Peter 3:13. The godly resolves, you know, that we read from David in Psalm 101, they become ours. And we long for them to become everyone's, really. This holy will and resolve for God and good in all the world. And the putting away of all rebellion against God. Praying the third petition in spirit and truth shows you and I are longing for the world to come when Christ returns and when all will wholly follow God's will. That is, all the redeemed. And we want already now to reflect something of what that world will be like here in this world right now. Well, enough about the explanation, some words of explanation on this third petition. Let's now turn to some practical application in regards to it. And I have, as I said, four thoughts here to consider with you about truly praying, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How it will show when this is our tremendous practice in life. For one, don't you agree with sincerely praying this request, that means living in battle every day. No cruise control, but in battle. I mean here, praying thy will be done will have us time and again renouncing our own will by nature. Squashing it. Crucifying it. On this side of heaven, of ourselves, we prove again and again our natural bent is not doing God's will, but doing our own will. That sinful flesh is still there so much. But praying this prayer means daily saying, Lord, I don't want to go by my own will as sinner by nature. But as one born again by your Spirit, I want now to live daily doing your will and not mine own. You see, being a Christian is all about believing God's will is better than our own will. Far better. As sinners, naturally depraved and self-centered, rather than God-centered, our wills are perverted, twisted, blinded. Every day when you and I are a true Christian living Christianly, there will be a battle in our hearts. Whose will do we follow in life? God's will or our own sinful will? Don't you know about this battle too in your life and your heart? Maybe already very much in 2016. I have a quote in the bulletin that states truthfully what God's people will confess. The practice of godliness, and you could say the practice of doing God's will and not our own, comes up for decision and application in the most ordinary things of everyday living. That's so very true. So this year, let me ask, will you follow God's will in and with the friends you choose, the entertainment you watch or listen to, the place you live or choose to live, the job you pursue, the way you treat your spouse, the way you relate with your parents, and how you spend your money, and how you spend your time, and how you use your talents, and how you use your cell phone, and how you clean up your room and do the dishes? Will you follow God's will in how you speak of others and in whatever goals you pursue in life? Will you follow God's will in regards to your relation to Christ and His church and your place and involvement in the church? Will you follow God's will in how you dress, the clothes you wear, and those you won't wear? Will you follow God's will in line with all God's Ten Commandments and the summary thereof about loving God above all and your neighbor as yourself? Will you follow God's will in every detail of life, not being willing to compromise with sin and this world in any matter, God helping you day after day? I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes, David says in Psalm 101, verse 3. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me, he says. Is that your determination too, by God's grace, for 2016? Are we that conscientious as well, following God's holy will steadfastly and not our own ever? Ye that love the Lord, hate evil, exhorts the godly psalmist of Psalm 97, verse 9. I say, isn't that the battle that we will be involved in, each one personally and in every way, in all of life, when truly praying, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Does this not, in fact, become the dividing line, finally, of true Christians and Christians in name only? How many say they are Christians because they belong to a Christian family and maybe have their name attached to some church? Maybe they made a decision way back, but their lives are not living in thankful and joyful, trusting submission to God's will now, presently, but are more just a willful pursuit of their own sinful lusts, hardly different than the ungodly world around us. You see, true Christians are those who pray and resolve, thy will be done, and ask, Lord, let it really be so, this tremendous practice in my life. While all unbelievers and ungodly are content doing their own will and actually despising God's will. And hypocrites, they pretend to do God's will while just continuing on doing their own will. How often it happens, also in church life, that people want the church to agree with them doing what they want and what they think should be okay with God, instead of clearly listening to what God says is His clear will, in both in what He forbids and in what He requires. Are you preparing for another year of battle with self and this world and Satan, in truly praying, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This petition, truly prayed, calls for the death of our own will by nature, time and again. It calls for the crucifying of the sinful flesh and our sinful passions on a daily basis. Does this make sense to you too? Does the reality of the battle lead you in the way of not holding back in praying this petition, but praying it all the more, in fact? God's people know from painful experience, maybe you too, to be left doing our own will leads us in wrong and sinful, harmful, hurtful ways. But doing God's will is always right and the way of true and ultimate blessing and good. Praying the third petition truly means living in the way, you could say, of daily conversion before God. That is, living in the way of daily faith and repentance before God and each other. Is that how you too, by God's grace and Spirit, are resolved to live your life also this new year before us? Is your testimony like David in Psalm 101, verse 2? I will behave myself, what does he say? Wisely, in a perfect way, in a complete way, a wholehearted way. It's a battle, yes. But again, do you say with believing David, as he does in Psalm 86, as expressed in Psalter 236, stanza 2, help me thy will to do. Thy truth I will pursue. Teach me to fear. Give me the single eye, thy name to glorify. O Lord my God, most high, with heart sincere. Let none of us expect the battle to be less of a battle this year. Always to pursue God's holy and good will, and to renounce and reject our own sinful, self-centered will. It remains a battle till our dying day. But it's a battle that we may be successful in praying this petition. And oh, I pray that in this Christian church, both under the preaching and in the Christian fellowship, we may be such an encouragement to each other in the daily battle of faith till journey's end. Saying that brings me now to our second practical point in connection with this third petition. Truly praying it does not only involve daily battle, but daily devotion. Daily devotion to God and to His Word and church. And this only makes sense, doesn't it? What will keep you and me desiring God's will and not our own? Except we continually read up on and glory in the revelation of God's will, the revelation of His will as given to us in the Bible and shown to us in Christ, the crucified and risen Savior of sinners. You see, it's here in the Bible, in God's holy word, that we learn the evil of our own wills by nature. And it's here from God's word that we learn the good and blessing of God's will in all its details and every way for all of life without exception. It's in the personal work of Christ that we see the beauty and righteousness and blessing in the way of God's will and doing God's will. It's this book, the Bible, that shows us the deception and the perversion of not doing God's will, refusing to do God's will, how foolish it is, how it's the way of the devil, which only promotes destruction and darkness and division and doom and disappointment and ultimately damnation. But here in God's word, we are shown and taught the way of fullness of life and abundant life and eternal life in and through Jesus Christ the Savior and following His will as recorded to us in all of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. We read thus in Jeremiah 6, verse 16, Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways, meaning the ways of God's word, and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. And let's not be among the unbelieving and foolish and wicked who say, we will not walk therein. Because that's what the people of Israel said, just after God said, walk in the good way. They said, we will not walk therein. Let's not be so foolish as that, shall we? No, but again, maybe for a first time, or else again and again, also this year, 2016, immerse yourself in God's word and will, ever looking to Jesus, being devoted in this way on a daily basis. For without it, how can you really mean it, praying, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven? This book, the Holy Bible, is the guide and the map for us in doing God's will, his heavenly will here on earth. And it proclaims a Savior who has gone before us, who has opened the way, and who makes possible for us this way of doing God's will here on earth, and who wonderfully gives his blood to forgive us every time we still fail. You see, here it's so good also to highlight the first quote in today's bulletin, which states very well, quote, wherever the Spirit of Christ is, he reveals Christ to the understanding. He enthrones Christ in the affections, gives Christ and his word the control of the will, endears Christ to the heart, glorifies Christ in the soul, and conforms the person to the lovely likeness of Christ. Conforming to his will and doing everything according to his will. Even so then, dear congregation, will you each one take care this coming year to be reading the Bible faithfully and meditating on it and praying over it and making use of books and devotionals and media in connection with God's holy inspired word? Doesn't Paul instruct Timothy in this regard in 2 Timothy 3 that this is basic to the Christian life and essential for living, also by the third petition of the Lord's Prayer? All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, that is, truthfully upright and godly, thoroughly furnished or equipped unto all good works. Or you might say, thoroughly equipped to always be doing the will of God on earth as it is done in heaven. Alas, am I not right in saying, too many confessing Christians in general falter and fail miserably in doing God's will because of sheer neglect and laziness in learning God's will, and instead just feeding their minds and hearts more always with all which, that the world and Satan and our sinful flesh will have us pursue. What about you in this regard, thinking of this new year ahead of us? Will you prayerfully commit to be diligent this year in making use of the means of grace, like Bible reading and prayer, Bible studies, worship services, the reading of good books, or listening to good speeches and lectures, etc.? Someone told me this morning, they're listening to Steve Lawson, Paul Washer, reading a book about the attributes of God. And I thought, that's good, that's great. Being rooted and grounded in the truth and filling his mind with that which inspires him to want to live for God and to do his will on earth and not his own sinful will. You know, today as never before, there are endless and boundless good Bible faithful resources available to us in all kinds of ways to feed our minds and hearts, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Yet, isn't it fair to say how little those resources are made use of in general? And instead, too much of the Christian church is taken up with exactly what the world offers us. And we wonder why, in general, we don't see that much of God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, we need God's help every step of the way to do God's will here on earth as it is done in heaven, if we are serious about doing that. God, in His Word, promises to teach us and to guide us and to empower us in doing His will, His good will, daily, in ever following the Lord and His Word written and the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Truly praying, this third petition means being devoted to Christ and His Word and to His church and kingdom, and being involved therein to live out the prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," to really have the tremendous practice be there in our lives. So let me ask, how might you prioritize your time, your daily and weekly schedule, showing true devotion to God and His Word and church and kingdom in this new year, 2016? You are not praying the third petition honestly if you don't also care about this matter. And you know I'm speaking the truth when I say that. Practically speaking, yes, truly praying the third petition of the Lord's Prayer involves daily battle, daily devotion, and third, daily joy. Daily joy. Now this may at first sound surprising to mention joy with doing God's will, but God's people learn and discover this more and more over time. It's true. What a blessing. What a joy doing God's will in our lives, that we even can do so, begin to do so. It's such a mercy of God. Christ delighted to do God's will because He knew always God's will is right and good and brings glory to God and brings blessings and good to others at the same time. And it brings so much good to us and joy in our lives. Following God's will, choosing His will time and again, even when it may mean suffering isolation and persecution from the ungodly and unbelieving church people, yet for God's people it brings so much joy doing God's will and not our own will. You see, following God's will prevents the anguish of a guilty conscience of doing wrong. Following God's will in line with His Word and commandments brings honor to God and becomes the demonstration of true love and of goodness and of helpfulness to others at home and at work and in church and in society in general. Following God's will is not harmful to mankind, but it's most beneficial on every front, starting with marriage and family. And think about the Christian ethics and overall holy morality at school and at work and in government and in all of society and in all our relationships when we seek to live doing God's will here on earth as it is done in heaven. All the crimes that we have would not be around. All the dishonesty, cheating, all the troubles would not be there. When we don't do God's will, we promote the ill and destruction of society in every way. Sadly, we see the disintegration and downfall of society happening before our eyes every day now in our times, with people more and more openly, brazenly, foolishly rejecting the God of the Bible and the Judeo-Christian principles and practices which were for generations past part of our Western world tradition since Reformation days. As confessing Christians, isn't it true? We are called to do God's will in all things, not just out of drudgery or duty, but with humble, thankful delight, convinced of the goodness and the rightness and blessedness of all God's holy will. It's the lie of the devil and the perversion of this world which promotes God's ways as being dull and joyless. You won't fall for that lie, will you, in this year? Will you and I this year aim rather to live giving testimony in our homes and in our places of work and in church life and in our school work and in society life? Will we live showing that God's way and will is always the best for us, the most delightful, so fulfilling and joyful and beneficial to live accordingly? You see, we were made for God's glory and to do His will. Sin spoiled it all. Not doing His will is spoiling everything. Doing His will is the joy, because it means doing what we were created for, recreated for by grace. Isn't our Christian calling as the years go by to give this holy and godly glad witness in our sinful, perverse, sad world that God's will is good, not bad? If the Savior rejoiced to do God's will, even when it led Him to the cross, knowing how much good would come from it, shall not we delight in doing God's will in humble thanksgiving and praise to the Lord and His boundless love for sinners like ourselves? Doing God's will here on earth, as it is in heaven, is what brings so much stability and joy and glory to God and goodwill towards others. You know, sometimes we speak about someone being like an angel. I think of my congregations before, and some members, we describe them as angels in the church because they were always doing good, seeking to do good. And we can become like angels here on earth when we live seeking to do God's will on earth as it is in heaven. Angels in our family, angels in our society, angels in church life. Don't you want to be like an angel here on earth? God's revealed will is ultimately our salvation and the salvation of others. What a joy it brings to be caught up in this good will of God being done, yes, in our own lives by grace, but also to the end of the earth for many, many more, also through us and our witness. Let 2016 be a year of spreading true joy by you and me, God helping us every step of the way, every day again, doing God's will here on earth as it is done in heaven. Will you commit to this too? By God's grace. Not in your own strength, but praying. Time and again, our Father who art in heaven, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please, let it be so in my life. Practically, this involves us in battle, in devotion, in joy, and fourthly, in hope. In hope. And I mean with this fourth and last point, what we hope for and yearn for now as true Christians, seeking to do God's will here on earth as it is in heaven. Well, the day is coming, surely, when, you know what? This will be perfectly fulfilled in each of our lives by God's grace when we are true Christians. Yes, through God, by His Spirit, in His saving and sanctifying work by Christ Jesus, we know the promise of the Lord. He will not rest till the work that He has begun by His grace be fully done. And it's fully done only when our wills will be in perfect, endless, happy agreement and joyful submission to God's holy will. And the Lord promises that's what He will give for His people one day. One day, all who here struggle still, we will then one day in glory only want what God always wants and only love what He always loves and ever think, say, and do exactly what God will have us think, say, and do. There will be no more battle then. No more battle. But our wills will be, as it were, swallowed up into God's will. God's will be so taken up into our wills. Can you imagine how grand and glorious that will be? What a great, glad eternity for God's people, having God's will being done by us all the time, everywhere, with everyone, and with everything, just like us when Jesus lived here on earth. Except that then in glory, there will be no cross, no pain, no resistance doing God's will ever, but just only glory, 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 peace, 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 and joy, 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 doing God's will. You know, in all of life, in this fallen world, there are two types of people till the last day. There are those who live praying and resolving repeatedly in truth before God and man, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And there are those, on the other hand, who live and die always saying, nope, let my will be done. But that's all that counts. Never mind God. The latter, we know, will all go to hell, as certain righteous fruit of their depraved wills forevermore. But God's people, by grace, repentant of sin and trusting in Christ as only Savior and Lord, for them, there is the new heavens and the new earth, where forevermore, in body and soul, we will perfectly think and say and do without interruption always only God's goodwill. And it will be eternally wonderful beyond words to tell. So what will 2016 be for us, you and me? Will this further time in life that God grants us on earth now be part of a lifetime for you and me en route to glory by God's grace, or still following the pathway that leads to hell? The answer is, how do you respond to the Bible's teaching about praying this third petition of the Lord's Prayer? As I mentioned at the beginning of the sermon, what a great New Year's prayer and care. Your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Do you agree with that sermon theme and the explanation thereof and some application of it as we heard it this afternoon? Do you agree? Yes or no? Don't you hear Christ calling, exhorting all of us now that we each one of us surely agree and pray and live accordingly by God's grace? Isn't that his revealed will for us? That we all take seriously his gospel word and also this third petition of the Lord's Prayer. Indeed, fear him, ye saints and people everywhere, and do his will, and all your needs he will fulfill. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us to praise his name agree. And so pray this third petition and ask for the tremendous practice of it in your life. And no doubt, what a year for God and good 2016 will be. I'm sure of it, aren't you too? For God's will is always right and true. We may know that without a doubt. Hallelujah. Amen.